With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to On Target, and thank you so much for joining us today. I'm your host, Penny Wolfgang, and it is my pleasure to talk to you every week, and we try to discuss subjects that we think are of interest and importance and concern to all of us in the Western New York community. And as you know, we very often talk about persons' health and well-being and give you as much information as we can about hopefully how to live a healthy lifestyle and particularly how to age well or not be in danger as you get older, which is one of the issues that senior citizens face as far as not just health, but welfare, I guess you would call it. And recently it came to my attention that there is a company in Western New York that helps seniors and others in Western New York and provides safe and independent home living for people of all ages. And the point of this, among other things of the company, is to see if they can help people stay in their own homes, because you know how disconcerting it is when our senior citizens have to move into a nursing home or assisted living, and how much better everyone thinks it is if they can stay in their own home. So this company, I think, has a fabulously interesting ideas about how to help people make their home accessible and also take care of themselves when they get older. And so in the studio with me is Jill Appolito. And Jill is probably the, CEO maybe of Accessible Home Solutions. I just made that up, but I think she's the principal cook and bottle washer and probably sweeps the floor at night. And so welcome, Jill. So I thought it was really amazingly interesting that there is a company just dedicated to the idea of making a senior citizen or a person's home, maybe not just senior citizens, but maybe disabled or whatever, home safe so that they can stay there and live as long as possible. And I guess what made you think of this is what I was saying. I think what made you think of it is that it is so much more profitable, favorable, what's the word I'm thinking of? If you can stay in your own home, there's so much more favorable outcome than if you do have to go to a nursing home or an acceptable living. And it's like there's a lot of studies showing this now, correct?
Yes, absolutely. One of the largest companies that provides long-term care insurance is Genworth, and they do multiple studies all the time trying to get to know their customer base, and they find over and over and over again, and also AARP does a lot of studies as well along the same line, that 85% of people over the age of 65 would prefer to stay in their own home as long as possible. And then as we get older, by the time we reach the age of 75, that percentage of people who would prefer to stay in their own home actually increases, goes up to 95%. So the older we become, the longer we live in our homes, the greater our desire is to stay there.
So let's just talk about, yes, it is more desirable, but what are some of the obstacles that prevent people from being able to live in their own home?
Well, there are many obstacles, and there's not a simple solution, and there's not a one-size-fits-all solution for everyone, because everyone's home is different, and everyone's health is different, and their ability level varies. There really needs to be, I believe, and that's why I started Accessible Home Solutions, needs to be a more customized, individualized approach for someone to really, what we call, age in place successfully. successfully. There's many factors, whether the person lives alone or they have a spouse or a caregiver or family nearby, that all plays into a lot of the decisions on maybe a person's home. It's more desirable for them to move to a different home. But if they do want to stay in their own home, then that's what we do, is we help make it possible for them to stay in their own home or the home of their choice for as long as possible.
I just want to backtrack for a minute, folks, in case I didn't tell you how Jill Eppolito knows all of this and what her background is. And she is also a New York State licensed physical therapist with over 18 years of clinical experience. And she has, LLC is the company, but your title is a physical therapist, PT, is that what I'm looking at?
Yes, PT, CAPS after the name, the CAPS, yes. Mm-hmm. That is actually a certified aging in place specialist.
There is such a thing.
Yes, and it's a designation through the National Association of Home Builders. It's extra training and education that you receive through the National Association of Home Builders, yes.
So I wanted to tell everyone that you know what you're talking about. Okay, so now let's just say that somebody thinks that they would like to stay and live independently. And what would you do? Like, how would you assess? Come to their home and assess exactly where they are living now and what could be done, for example, to make it more accessible or easier for them to live there.
Exactly. That is the first step in the process, is to actually meet the person, the homeowner, or the person living in the home in their home, and do a very thorough, comprehensive in-home assessment. And along with what really helps me do that well is that with the PT background, I can do a thorough interview, including their health history and their physical function, and any other kinds of challenges that they may be having through any current, illnesses or anything that's happening with them physically, as well as then looking at the home with all of that information in mind. So what my approach is, it's called the person environment fit. So first understanding what the person's needs are, then looking at the home, and then adapting the home then to fit the individual's needs, rather than the person adapting to some unsafe environment and maybe some barriers they have to their mobility and safety. We then can modify or alter those barriers to safety and mobility and remove them in effect by, removing, say, a bathtub and incorporating a zero-entry shower or changing an entrance, widening doorways, things like that, that will help that person, even in spite of their challenges, now because the environment is much better and safer and easier to move around, they will actually become more independent in their home just by changing the environment.
You mentioned a few of the recommendations that I was reading, that some, we see a lot of, ads and information about this in the media too. And some of them seem like just the simplest thing, but others seem like really expensive or extensive also.
Well, they can be. And there are some, as you mentioned, there are some solutions, I guess, that are very heavily marketed, and they can be quite expensive. We work with people of all different budgetary constraints, so spending more money is not always going to provide you with the best solution. Actually, some of the best solutions are really quite simple, but some folks just have that mindset that unless they're spending a lot of money, they're not really getting a lot of benefit. But I believe that's not true. And actually, some of the more expensive solutions may provide some short-term benefit, but it's limited. And the longer a person continues to live in the home, or if they decline or become more challenged in their mobility, then that solution can actually become obsolete for them, and then they've spent the money and they really haven't solved their long-term goals.
And you also mentioned, which I think is important, is many home modifications are also designed with caregivers in mind, Meaning what? That somebody is there to help the person and they may need some of these modifications.
Yes, exactly. And the modifications as well as the space available for them to maneuver. For instance, if someone's requiring a caregiver, they generally are probably going to have the need for some type of an assistive device for mobility, whether it be a walker or a wheelchair. Well, in order for the caregiver to safely and efficiently help that individual, and particularly the place that comes to mind right away is in the bathroom, because those are usually smaller and more, you know, tightly arranged. You need space to be able to maneuver both a caregiver, the individual, and if they have these assistive devices as well. So placement of different fixtures, even grab bars. Sometimes grab bars can be helpful when a caregiver is helping someone go, say, from sit to stand. They need a little extra stability, too, so they don't injure themselves or injure their backs. So we have keep that in mind when we're designing a space, who exactly is going to be using it, how many people, and what other types of items are going to be in that area as well.
I remember when my father got older and he couldn't get, just like you said, he couldn't get into the bathtub. And there was a very simple solution, or the shower, where the shower was, which is what you just said, a grab bar, which none of us had ever heard of or thought of until somebody came and said, well, we could put this bar and then you would hold on to it. And so there are a lot of, like, not you know, extensive solutions, but you have to be aware of them.
That's right.
Told about them.
That's right.
And I just want to say again that in case you just tuned in, you are listening to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang, and today we are talking to the owner and CEO, and I've given her all kinds of titles, of Accessible Home Solutions, Jill Eppolito, and we are talking about these helpful ways that you could prepare your or do something to your home or make modifications to your home so that people could stay in their own home as long as possible and don't have to go to assisted living or nursing home or whatever. And that's what is trying to be done, so that people can be independent. Also, Jill, as we pointed out, is a physical therapist. And what I thought was interesting is one of the articles that I read that you sent to me to look at is about the issue is how to stay ahead of the tsunami preparedness. But the tsunami was not necessarily the physical one. It was the silver tsunami, which is what? I thought that was really clever. We could tell our listeners about it.
Well, silver tsunami is a term that was coined back in the 1980s, and it was generally speaking about the increasing and the rapid growth of our population of people over the age of 65. Every day right now, 10,000 people in our country turn 65 every day, 10,000 more. So our population growth in that age group is growing, and someone coined the term silver tsunami, like this wave of these, you know, older Americans and older adults that, and it was initially coined and given a very negative sort of a light. What are we going to do with these people? You know, they're just going to be a drain on our economy and our healthcare system. And it was a very ageist kind of a term.
Yeah, you hear that a lot.
Yes, and it really cast a very negative light on people, you know, older adults, and the fact that they're no longer contributing to our country. They're more becoming a drain on our society rather than contributing. And I wholly disagree with that entire concept. That article was more about preparedness in that the silver tsunami, just like you would prepare for an actual physical tsunami. There is sometimes they have warnings now when you're in those parts of the world where they're tsunamis happen, where you can actually, you know, go to higher ground to get away from the potential incoming wave that's going to be, you know, crashing the beach. So that was the point of that article was, well, we do what we can to prepare for those. How about let's prepare for the silver tsunami? And my point for that was there are many ways to prepare for it. but you need to do it ahead of time. We can't wait till the wave is actually starting to crash on the beach before we, you know, head for higher ground, so to speak.
Right.
So we need to do that earlier.
And you actually gave what I think were some really important, like common sense, but yet steps that you don't think about that you could take, make part of your plan to stay independent and, as you said, stay rooted on higher ground. And I thought you could share some of them with our listeners.
Yes, certainly. Some of the things that you can do, certainly preparing your home ahead of time to make sure that you can remain there without the features that are going to cause you to possibly fall. Fall prevention is probably one of the biggest things that
and falls are probably absolutely one of the reasons for deaths in senior citizens. I just read that
it is. It's actually the number one. It's the leading cause of accidental death in people over the age of 65, and it is definitely a very serious thing. And so many people are led to believe, not only by society, but unfortunately by the medical community, that falls are just part of aging. Oh, you know, we're getting older. You're going to fall. And it doesn't have to be true, because there are many, many things we can do to prevent falls. But we're too accepting of it. So that's one thing we can do to prepare for the tsunami is talking about our physical ability. We need to not only exercise, but we need to target the exercise at the types of skills that we need to stay strong and mobile and fit and prevent falls. And one good way to know what exactly you should do is to work with a physical therapist who can evaluate your physical function, and then you can target those specific skills, whether it's balance or strength or flexibility or coordination. Any exercise is good. I mean, if you're moving, that's wonderful. But not all exercise is going to necessarily touch upon all of your specific needs or challenges. So it's wonderful if you're exercising, but why not target those things that you really, really need to do that will help you the most? And that's another thing I tell folks, is that when you're targeting what you need, you'd be surprised at how little you need to do if you're targeting the right things and just doing them consistently. You don't need to exercise 2 hours a day every day. You can do 30 minutes a day, 4 to 5 days a week. And if you're targeting the right things, you will get tremendous benefit from that. And as far as preparing for the tsunami, that's the physical preparedness. And the other way to prepare, again, is by taking a look at your home. If you truly want to stay living in your home, I mean, people say that they want to stay living in their home, but they don't always understand, what does that really mean? Sometimes you just can't will your way through it. You really need to take some actual steps. And that may be preparing, if you have a two-story home or a multi-story home, preparing first life living on a first floor. You have a bedroom, a bathroom, hopefully a laundry. You have an accessible entrance. You have good lighting. If you do have stairs, you have railings on both sides of the stairs. Everything's in good repair. Stairs aren't, you know, warped or broken or loose treads. Those are the types of things that we really need to have in place.
No carpets to trip over, no rugs to trip over.
Correct. You have nice, wide, 36-inch wide, clear pathways throughout your home. No, I call them non-essential items on the floors, clutter. Those things are put away or at least organized. And the things that you use every day are very accessible. You don't have to move other items to get to them or reach into high places or step on step stools or ladders to get to them. They're there at a convenient height and place for you to access. And I think, again, for the preparation, the most important step really is to formulate a plan and to be proactive instead of waiting and then you're reactive, because then you have to make decisions in a hurry. the number of options of choices that you have are fewer, and oftentimes they're more costly as well because you have fewer choices and they may be more expensive. So planning ahead, I call it setting the table. If you're having a nice dinner party or hosting a nice holiday, one of the first things I do is make a plan. What am I having? I plan the menu, then I know what ingredients I need so I can shop ahead of time and get those ingredients. I'll set the table the day before or the night before so it's all done and it's ready. Then when the meal is ready, everything is in place and it all comes together nicely. So that we need to set our own tables in our life too and prepare and plan ahead. So that when something does happen, or that's that peak time when we do need to have, maybe even have in-home care come in and help us out. There's so many services available now between the medical community, bringing health care into the home, in-home care, all kinds of resources to help us stay in our home. But if we don't have the right environment for all of those folks to do what they need to do, sometimes even that makes it necessary for people to move.
A lot of this could be psychological too, it's like people not wanting to make a will. It's the same idea, I guess, of not wanting to face the reality of look ahead at what could happen in the future.
Exactly. I was at a meeting this morning with some folks who are geriatric care managers, and that's exactly what they do, help people organize pull together different resources to fit what their needs are. It could be later in life, but it could be earlier in life, depending on your life situation. And we all agreed at the table that denial.
That's the word I was looking for.
Denial is, yes. It's not the acute injury or the illness that forces people to leave sometimes. It's the fact that they didn't prepare for it. If they had all the right elements in place, and then something does happen, or they, you know, do become ill or have an injury, if they have all the right elements in place, they can still stay in their home because we have all of these services in the both medical care and the in-home care coming in. They could still stay in their home in spite of that.
Yes, and you also have a lot of good points, I think, about how to stay in good health or in as long as you can, as far as, like you said, you don't have to exercise like an hour a day, but there's, at least 30 minutes a day, for example, and some other tips of nutrition maybe and flexibility, things like that.
Definitely. I'm not an expert in nutrition, so yeah, absolutely, nutrition is first and foremost, it's our fuel for our bodies, and just like our automobiles, and we have to put good fuel in if we want our bodies to function properly and stay healthy and provide us with the nutrients we need to be healthy, for sure. We go to our physicians and we get our blood pressure checked. They check our cholesterol and our blood sugar. We get scores, we get numbers, and that's how we monitor how we're doing. Well, there are scores and numbers for our physical function as well. There's a test that I do with my folks in my PT practice, Everybody Physical Therapy. It's called a senior fitness test. And it's a standardized test that was research-based and shows norms for upper body strength, lower body strength, flexibility, balance and coordination, and endurance for people in it's age and gender specific for different age groups. So you can compare how are you doing compared to other people your same age and gender in all of these different facets of health. As well as there's standardized balance tests that will give you a score. So it can tell you, is your balance good? Are you at risk for falls? Or really, should you be using an assisted device? And so by doing these tests, it also helps us know which areas you're specifically challenged in, so we can design a program to target those areas and bring your scores up.
In case you just tuned in, I hope you didn't just tune in, but if you did, you have to go back and listen to the whole program. But right now, we have been talking to and having what I think is a really worthwhile conversation with Jill Eppolito, and she is the CEO of Accessible Home Solutions Company. And This is a certified aging in place specialist, as we found out, and a New York State licensed physical therapist with 18 years of experience. And she has been gracious enough to be sharing, you know, all of this information and her years of experience with us, and giving us some what I think are really good tips about how to live independently. And as long as we can, and so forth. So another thing that I thought you were interested in as far as the health goes and was interesting is that there's times when you want to deny that, as you pointed out, people just know, oh, I'm old, so I can't walk. I'm old. I'm just old, so I don't have balance. I'm just old, so I can't this, or the other thing. But you point out that's not necessarily true.
No, not at all. Well, it doesn't have to be true. And you're absolutely correct that mindset and your how we think about ourselves is really, really the probably the most important factor, because that sets what we will do, what action we will take. So if we believe a certain thing, or we believe in it, look at ourselves in a certain way, then our actions will follow that. So what the senior fitness testing has done for people too is a lot of people have done it, and we always kind of overestimate our own abilities.
We Are you looking at me?
No, I'm
laughing because when we came up, when we came in together into the building where the studio is, there was an elevator and there were stairs, and I sort of like veered towards the elevator, and then I thought, no, I'm going to walk up these stairs while Jill is with me, you know. So, and I did, huffing and puffing.
No, you did great. Not at all.
There's only like six stairs.
I think you beat me. I think you got up the stairs before I did anyway. But what the senior fitness test does is it actually is, people will say very often, wow, this is eye-opening. Like, I thought I was doing better than this. And so it really is a great experience for them to see exactly how they're doing. But it's also empowering to them to see, wow, you know, I need to improve in this one area, so let's work on that. And then over the next several weeks, we work on it, and then they do improve, and then they think, oh my gosh, you know, I had no idea I could do any of this. And that's very empowering to them as well.
Definitely. And just walking up those stairs made me feel really good, Jill, about myself. So can you tell everyone where they could, how they could contact you? What are the various ways that they could find you for more information about Accessible Homes?
Yes, Accessible Home Solutions. Yes. So you can check out our website, and it's simply, it's very long name, but it's just as it sounds. It's Accessible Home Solutions with an S, and it's .org. And so all of our information about Accessible Home Solutions is on there. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call, Accessible Home Solutions is 716-628-5479. You can call that number anytime. And if you'd like to reach us about physical therapy or Everybody Physical Therapy, you may also reach me at that same number, 716-628-5479. And the website for Everybody Physical Therapy is every, EVERY, body, BODY, dot fit, FIT.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and I think it's been really valuable information for our listeners on Target. Please join us again next week, same time, same place. Have a very good and healthy and safe week, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.